All right, we're taking a look at what's happening with regards to the American middle class. And I know some of you may be thinking, wait a minute, now where exactly is he coming from? What perspective is he coming from? Is he coming from the perspective of a liberal? Well, remember, Pew Research is nonpartisan. And that's part of the reason that I like sharing information from Pew Research. I prefer to go with groups who are nonpartisan. I myself am nonpartisan. I deliberately avoid coming from a liberal perspective or a conservative perspective or even a moderate perspective. What I mean by that is, I know that it's very, very significant for a lot of people to identify themselves with a particular type of political organization, to align themselves with a specific political ideology. That's not the case for me. It's not important to me that I align myself with a specific political ideology. In fact, to be honest, it's very important to me that I leave myself open to just study the issues and then take the position that I really believe lines up with what is right. Whether we have specific scriptures that let us know what is right and wrong regarding a particular subject or any number of subjects, plural, or if we can't find specific scriptures that address a given topic, based on what little bit of knowledge, understanding I may have regarding a particular subject, think through it, analyze it, based on principles, concepts, standards that are specifically given in Scripture, then I like to go from there and try to decide which of these really seems to be more aligned with what we're taught by God. And by me not aligning myself with any political party, and by not deciding that I'm going to gravitate towards a specific political ideology and not wear the name, because there are a lot of people who won't wear the label, but they'll still embrace the ideology. I do none of the above. I try to be very, very honest about what I truly think is right, what I truly think is right. And I just find that that's a whole lot easier for me by not aligning myself with a political party and embracing a specific political ideology. Because at some point, you're going to have to make a choice. And very often, you have to make that choice over and over and over again. And then other choices where the party says, on this subject, this is our position. And the Bible may say, on that same subject, this is my position. And now you have to choose. Am I going to take man's position, or am I going to take God's position? These two are in contrast to each other. I've got a decision to make. I'm loyal to the political party. I'm loyal to the conservatives. I'm loyal to the liberals. I'm loyal to the moderates. I'm loyal to, and it becomes impossible to truly be loyal to God and to the political party. Can't do it. You have to choose one or the other, because with every political party, there are points where what the party pushes is contrary to what God promotes. Is it really that important that you identify with a political party? And if so, why? And I'm not even saying you should not be a member of a political party. I am saying you need to be aware of the fact that you have choices to make. And it's so important that we look carefully and honestly at our positions and how we came to take those positions. It's going to be important now, because remember, Jesus has made it very clear. We will be judged not only by what we did, by what we said, but we will also be judged for our motives, the real reasons that we did what we did, took the positions that we took, said what we said, voted the way we voted. All of that is being recorded. And the one who has eyes like flaming fire cannot be snowed. He cannot be deceived. He is not going to be asking us why we did what we did. He's going to be telling us why we did what we did. And the ramifications will be eternal. The consequences, whether good or bad, will be eternal. Whatever we lose it for all eternity. To the extent that we get things right, whatever we gain will be for all eternity once that judgment is over. So I really want you to think deeply and think long about your loyalties, about who you're truly dedicated to, who you're truly devoted to. And in the long run, in the eternal scheme of things, will your present course of action lead down the eternal course that you want to be on? Looking at low-wage earners and the anger that so many people feel when minimum wage earners say, we've got to earn more money. We can't survive like this. I want to ask you something. Is it reasonable to be angry at them? And again, even when they are people from another country, the money is here. Remember now, America's overall wealth is escalating. It is rising exponentially. It's not that we don't have the money in this country to take care of everyone, including immigrants. It's not that there's not enough money. The money is here. Our wealth is steadily multiplying. The money to take care of everyone, to pay everyone a fair wage for the work that we do, is here. So, that said, is it reasonable to be angry at low-wage earners who want to feed themselves and their families just like everyone else wants to feed themselves and their families? Is it reasonable? Is it fair to be angry at low-wage earners who say we need more pay because they want to help prevent their families from starving? They want to help them and their families avoid becoming homeless. And because they'd like to send something back to relatives who are back home. To me, that's remarkable and impressive and commendable that they'll come over here or go to some other country and work, 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 work. And it's not just about them. They have family members back home and sometimes relatives. We're not even talking about siblings, direct family members like siblings, sometimes other kinfolk who they want to send money back to in order to help them. How often do we Black Americans and white Americans do that? Even when we're making more money than the immigrants and other minimum wage earners who we love to hate, who so many love to hate. Send money back. Send money to other family members, whether they're in this country, or on the other side of the country, or some other part of the world, to help them in whatever way we can. These people struggling, some of them, still sending money back home. Is it fair and reasonable for them to want to keep their families clothed and housed? Again, none of us want to be out on the streets. How close are they to being out on the streets? Just like people who are angry at them for taking jobs. Again, many of the jobs that many people are making, are, you know, are using, they're working in order to stay alive and help keep family members alive. And again, housed, not in mansions, but housed. They're working jobs that many people here never even apply for and don't even consider applying for. They read about the jobs, they know these jobs exist, and choose not to apply for them. And then get mad at the folks who do work them.